Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. It is just so, so lovely to be here again. I was saying to William, it's a little bit more scary being in here than in the small hall, even though it was probably the same number of people. but it's just so lovely to be back, and thanks again for the invitation. So as you can see, I'm here to chat about LatinLink. I'm the Ireland coordinator for LatinLink. And just to give you a little sort of introduction of myself, I've got a little photo. So this is me, my husband, and our little girl, Grace. We are married 8 years, and about 3 years ago, we came back from Chile. We were in Chile for 2 years with LatinLink on one of the Stride placements. So that kind of really fueled our heart for Latin America and for mission and for ministry. My husband is now training in Union to be as a ministry student, so he's just finished second year. Yes, we've got our little girl Grace, who's 1.5, and another one due in September. So hands are full and life is busy. So that's just a little bit of background of us. Before I get into what LatinLink does, I know a lot of you maybe have a little idea of LatinLink, but for anybody who doesn't know, I'll kind of go into that a little bit and then give you an update of what things have been like, obviously, over this time of the pandemic and how things have been affected. But before I do that, I'd love to just come to God's Word and have a little look at that. So why mission is important? I thought we'd just quickly look at Genesis 3, verses 6 to 9. And it says, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God, and he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" And I think just this passage is, it's kind of from that very moment the fall happened, God was seeking out his people. He clearly knew where they were. He knew what had happened. His question, "Where are you?" is clear. It was for their and our benefit. He wanted them to know that in spite of their sin, he was now looking for them. This previews the grace of God expressed through Jesus Christ, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, that we read in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God came looking for us in Jesus Christ. So to understand God's mission and importance, we must understand some of God's character too. And it is clear that from the very beginning, God goes out in search of the lost. This is why we go out to all nations, to imitate this initiative-taking love and grace towards his people, to make disciples of all nations, as Jesus then commanded us in Matthew 28. So there's a need to let this gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit make disciples in Latin America who are anchored in local churches. And as LatinLink, we work alongside local churches and local people and help them with the mission of making more disciples of Jesus in their nation. The reason we do this is because we believe God has called all of us to mission. He has called all of us to commit to the church and the gospel and preach it everywhere we go. So I'd love to just tell you a little bit now about LatinLink and its vision. So if we pop on to the next slide. So its vision is to see vibrant, Jesus-following, Bible-believing Christians in all communities in all parts of Latin America. And we flick on to the next one, impacting their neighbours, their societies, and their wider world. And there's this sense of community with a calling. This is our motto, community with a calling. And we love to think of ourselves as a community. All the members of LatinLink, it's very important to have community in each country, but also as an organisation of LatinLink as well. We come together every few years to do that. And it's this sense of calling that each of us have to go out and to do the ministries that we're doing. And a big part of what we do is we're in partnership with churches to send and receive individuals, families and teams to and from Latin America to share the love of God. Where we work, I've got a little map to show you here as well. So the countries in orange, if you know what all those are, those are the countries that we currently have members in and are working. The ones that are slightly lighter orange, they're ones that we have contacts, but maybe don't have firm links yet. And the purple is where we have less contact, so that's kind of, I should know what that country is in the middle. It's completely left my mind. Does anybody know? I should know. Completely forgotten. So there's a few countries where we're still working on links and trying to grow that as well. But the idea is that we send and receive. So we're sending from here, from the UK and from Europe, but we also have Latin Americans that come here because we really truly believe that Latin Americans can bring so much to our culture. They bring such an energy and such an enthusiasm that quite often a lot of us wouldn't have as much of. And we can learn just so much from them. If we move on then just to how we do that. So we have placements. You may have heard of these. We have STEP, which is our STEP teams. They're shorter term teams from 3 to 16 weeks. And usually they would have been in the summer. Obviously the last year we've not been able to do that. And we had a slightly longer team that was out last March 2020. And they were only out for 2 weeks when they should have been out for 2 months, so they had to come home early. So there's obviously been lots of change in that, but it's a big part of what we do is our STEP teams. We also have STRIDE, which is still a short-term tailored individual placement for individuals' families from 6 to 24 months. So these are a little bit more specific and just a real emphasis on integrating into the culture. If you don't know the language, it's learning the language and really becoming part of that local community. And then finally, we have our STAY program, which is our longer term placements. So our areas of focus then are three different areas which kind of cover most of the work that we, or all of the work that we do. The first one is decrease Bible poverty. So this includes discipleship, training of leaders, the development of Christian leaders, equipping them to minister in their church so that they can get involved in mission and the transformation of their societies. Then there's mission mobilization. So this is really encouraging the multi-directional missions. So not just the UK to Latin America, but also really encouraging the Latin Americans who maybe aren't mobilizing so much to also come here or to go amongst their neighboring countries as well and beyond that. And also finally increase human dignity. So in the face of some of the most disadvantaged and marginalized areas, it's to really strengthen and empower the church to respond with compassion in this area. And human dignity is one of the areas that Latin League has particularly had focus on in the last year, which I'll come on to a little bit more in a moment. So what have the effects of COVID-19 had on Latin America? Firstly, Latin America and the Caribbean have become an epicenter for COVID-19. And just 1 year after the start of the pandemic, only a small percentage of the population have been vaccinated compared to what we've had here. Health systems still remain under huge pressure and the virus is still spreading rapidly. About 750,000 people in the region have lost their lives due to the virus. And that's probably not covering all the deaths that we know of. And 89% of the deaths in the region have been concentrated in the countries of Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Peru. And the pandemic obviously is increasing this idea of the social inequalities that it has across Latin America, and that we're already very entrenched there. And this has had serious consequences on human dignity. You'll see in the second photograph there, That's from an article about white flags being held up in Guatemala to show that they are starving. People have shown these flags to say that they need food, that they're hungry. And obviously, so many of these vulnerable communities are living hand to mouth, meaning that they're working the day before to get the food for the next day. And being in lockdown, quite a lot of these countries have had very, very strict lockdowns and curfews that maybe only one person can leave the house at a time, or one person can leave even within a week at times. And it just means that some of those people are starving. And people have had to leave. They've had to leave their homes to find food. Part of this as well is that people are living in extended families or in much closer proximity, so the virus is spreading much quicker. And just to kind of focus a little bit more on maybe some of the areas that we don't hear as much in the news, so focusing on some of these effects on human dignity. The first one would be exclusion from church life. Many believers who lack resources and the necessary access to technology have not been able to participate in churches in that virtual mode that we've been able to do so easily. And losing that sense of belonging to the community, of faith and access to this spiritual discipleship and edification. Second area is mental health. There have been reports of greater numbers of attempted suicides, higher incidences of anxiety, insomnia, higher alcohol and drug abuse problems due to the pandemic. And obviously loss of loved ones, isolation, loss of income and fear are factors that are causing some of these problems as well. Nutrition. So according to the World Food Programme, the number of people suffering from hunger in the region could quadruple. A large increase in malnutrition among girls and boys is anticipated due to the fall in household income, less availability and accessibility to nutritious food. Children from rural areas and those belonging to indigenous groups are the most vulnerable in this area. The next one is education. So a major dropout problem is already observed. It is estimated that between 100,000 and 300,000 children and adolescents in the region could enter the labour market as a result of the pandemic, putting aside their education due to lack of funds and the need to help their families with income generation. Girls and boys in rural, poor areas are severely disadvantaged to resources such as getting on devices and connecting with their classmates online. So obviously this has really affected their virtual learning as well. Elderly people, to look at as well, they are the most likely to be hospitalised or to die from COVID-19. They are more likely to suffer from pre-existing conditions as well. Women, since the start of COVID-19 outbreak, new data and reports presented by those at the front line reveal that all kinds of violence against women and girls, especially domestic violence, has escalated. Confinement has allowed more contact between victim and abuser. And finally, migrants. Only a small percentage of migrants are over 55 years old. And these are, maybe we're talking specifically about Venezuelan migrants. So this population has not been so affected by the serious health conditions of COVID-19. However, many migrants report an increase in attitudes of xenophobia and discrimination due to the pandemic. And the difficult economic situation generated by the pandemic has caused increased unemployment and difficulties in generating income for them. It is now practically impossible for them to send remittance to their families in Venezuela as well. And that's just to cover a few of the areas. The other vulnerable groups would be street children, people in prison, indigenous communities. So it's had a huge impact. And of course, these have been some of the challenges. But I also want to take tonight to really share with you what God has still been doing in the midst of all of this and all of these challenges. And I'm going to skip the next slide and I'm going to go straight to the video in a wee second. So this is a video of somebody working in Guatemala in alongside an organisation called AMI San Lucas that are focusing on integral health and community development in the indigenous towns. This is based in a place called Lake Atitlan, so it's quite an indigenous area. And I think I'll maybe just let the video play and tell you the rest. So yes, she works in this community, AMI San Lucas, and her main focus is working with the young people, as well as supporting the youth ministry in her local church. She says, during the last month, we held a Zoom meeting with some of the young people who are taking up the role as youth promoters in AMI San Lucas. So it's all about really encouraging the young people to become leaders themselves and to make change. This means they are now taking up more of a leadership role in helping to recruit new young people, input into the planning process, helping to accompany new young people and assist in the logistics of the youth program at AMI San Lucas, so really giving them such an ownership, which is such an encouragement. We are currently trying to set up groups of young people in each community where we work to enable them to develop leadership capacities in their own communities. So we just ask as well for prayer for Rose and the young people as they look to recruit new participants in each community and build connections with the local churches. She's also had a brilliant idea of setting up mentoring and specific one-to-one work to provide more support for some of them. So that's just so encouraging, and those young people are really being encouraged themselves to take on some of these roles. Still no luck with the videos? No, okay. Next person, the video is going to be about a guy called Paul Crothers, another one of our members. He's based in Brazil. He's in an area of Brazil, again, in a very vulnerable community in Recife. Oh, have we got one? Which one's this? Here's Paul.
I am a missionary serving with Latin Link in the northeast of Brazil in a city called Recife. So the project I work with in Recife is based on the outskirts and is in a community that's extremely socially disadvantaged, a community of high levels of poverty, high levels of unemployment, of crime as well. Even at the best of times, life is difficult for lots of the families that we serve, but obviously the pandemic and all the issues surrounding it have brought even more difficulties and problems for our community. We have about 150 families that are connected to our project. During the 4 months of lockdown, we were providing a food basket once a month to the families, just as a small gesture of help and support to them. At the moment now, we've just changed slightly what we're doing. We are now making the food here and once a week passing food out to each of the families, and so we just started 2 weeks ago with soup and bread, something very simple. Last week was couscous and cake, and then this week we're back to soup and bread again. So it's just, as I say, a small gesture as a way of helping the community at a difficult time. People really who are living from one meal to the next, and so even something simple as that makes a massive difference in their lives.
So yes, that's Paul in his area. That video was from around a year ago. So things have started to open up a little bit more in Brazil, but as you've probably seen in the news, things are still pretty bad there. The encouraging thing is that Paul works, so he started a football ministry for young boys, and the great thing is that that's been able to start again. That was stopped for a good number of months, so that started again. And Paul, as you can imagine, is such a role model for some of these young boys. So yeah, keep him in your prayers as well. Other encouragements include, generally in our Latin Link members, that ministries, while we've chatted about how not everybody can access the internet, a lot of people still can, and things that maybe would have only been broadcast in one country, in one area, has been progressed wider. So the gospel is still spreading in a lot of places. And numbers have been doing, number of members have, as well, have been doing this idea of food packages, medical supplies, and other things to vulnerable communities. If we skip on just to the next slide, one of the things we did last year was a campaign called Indoor Expeditions, and maybe you saw it on some of our social media. This was fantastic. We raised over £40,000 to go directly to some of these areas. You see a photo on the top there. That's for, that was packages and things in Colombia for the Venezuelan migrants. And I think the bottom left one, that's in Guatemala, where was the video of Rose in AMI San Lucas. Some of the vulnerable communities in those indigenous areas were able to get food as well. So incredible things were happening through this money, and we're just so thankful to God for providing that. And I suppose at this point I'd love to just invite you to think about if there's areas that you would like to get involved. And this next video, hopefully it will work, we'll just give a little introduction to that. Okay, impro again. Yeah, that's, this video is basically just an introduction to the campaign we've called Step Into the Story. The idea that you can be part of what is happening. Already you're part of it. We are so thankful to the support of you having us every year to share. And I know a lot of you do kind of follow us and give to us. So thank you so much for that. But if it's something you're still thinking about and maybe responding to what's been going on in even recent months, how can you step into the story? There's a few different areas that I can encourage you to do that. So if you click on to the next couple of slides, the first one is pray. We have so many different resources that we can offer you. One of them is, there's lots of these out the front. There are little prayer calendars, and the way they work is, it gives you each month, each day of the month, a group of members to pray for, and you can read exactly what they do and how to pray for them, and country focuses as well. So you can take one of those. And if you'd like to receive regularly some of these resources, please go to our website and you can sign up to those. We also have local prayer groups. We actually have just started one kind of based in the Ballymena area. So if you would be interested in being part of that, please do come and chat to me at the end, or take one of my cards and get in touch. It's just such a great way to pray, of course, and to form this community of people who have a heart for Latin America and a heart for what God's doing. The next thing you can do is go. Of course, in the last year or so, we've not been able to send as many people. We've had step teams, like I was saying, that have had to come home. We've had to cancel step teams, obviously, last summer. And this summer, we hope to send people, but we just don't think it's feasible. Our prayer is that we will be able to send summer step teams next year. So if that's something you would like to get involved in, please do get in touch with me. We also do church step teams, and we've had teams of all ages and all different groups, size of groups as well. So it's just a great way to really see firsthand what God is doing in some of these places. And it really fuels prayer, it encourages the members who are out there. So if you're feeling God's calling you, please do get in touch. We also have our Stride placements, which are for 6 to 24 months. Again, all ages, couples, families as well. So please do get in touch about that. And at this point, I'd love to just give you a quick update on, I know you know the Turners, Ruth and Paul Turner. They are currently home. They've been home for 15 months now, I think it is. That's them there. They live just in Resharkin. Well, Ruth's from Resharkin, and Paul's from England. They've been married about 10 years now, I think. And been out in Peru for just a little bit longer than that. But they hope to return to Peru in July. So they've got a date, I think it's the 24th of July. Please pray that God would give them some special times of connecting with friends and family before they leave. And Paul and Ruth are in roles that are the international roles. So Paul's the international team leader and Ruth is the international member care coordinator. So yes, if you could just pray for wisdom in those roles and as they support all the other leaders in LatinLink and members as well, that would be great. So another area that you could get involved is to give or fundraise. Like I was saying, obviously indoor expeditions was a great way of fundraising. People cycled, ran, walked the length of different areas in Latin America. One of them was the distance around Lake Atitlan, which I think was 82 kilometres. And Grace, Neil and I, Grace was only maybe 5 months at the time. She walked that length as well, so we got her involved too. But there's just so many different ideas, as I'm sure lots of you know, of how you can fundraise and take on a project or a sponsorship challenge. It's a great way to, as well, just tell people about LatinLink, even without realising, and just to make it aware some of the needs in Latin America. So please do get involved there if that's something you think you could help with. Another thing is attending. So we've had a lot of online events in the last year, which obviously isn't quite the same as being in person. It's just so lovely to finally see faces and to be able to be in contact with people in person. We're still online at the moment for a lot of our events. We have one coming up, if we flick onto the next slide, on the 8th of July at 7:30. And this is, we're kind of calling it a country community gathering. And the first community we're thinking about is Peru. So if you've been on mission to Peru or have a real heart for Peru or think you'd like to go to Peru, think God's maybe calling you to Peru, this is the event to come to. It's going to be really informal and fun, as well as informative, prayer, and meeting some of our members that are in Peru as well. So please do get involved in that if that's something you think is for you. And then finally, mobilise is another area you can get involved. So as I was saying, fundraising and can kind of be one of these things to be able to tell people about LatinLink and what LatinLink does and to fundraise for LatinLink. But we also have just released a resource for youth and children. It's another video. I don't know if it's going to play. Great. As it said there, it's completely free. It's a resource that's based on the story of Peter and Peter's life and really giving an introduction into mission and what it is and how we can get involved, how the young people can get involved. And it obviously includes some of our members and how they can pray for that as well. So either it's a resource that you can use as leaders with your youth, or one of us can come along and be part of that and help lead your young people. So please do get in touch if that's something you'd be interested in. But just to finish off, I'd love to just read a couple of Psalms, actually. The first one is Psalm 33, verse 12 to 15. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. And then Psalm 67 says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. And that's just two examples of God sharing his heart for the nations through the Psalms. And it's just throughout the whole Bible. It's just so clear that God has a heart for all nations. And when we read these Psalms, I just hope and pray that God will continue to reveal to us how he wants us to be part of his big mission to bring peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations all to himself. So just finally, thank you so much for having me again. Thank you for listening. And please don't hesitate to get in touch if there's any other information you'd like or if you'd like to get in touch about anything else. So thank you very much.
That's great, Jenny. Thank you very much indeed for giving us that update about what's going on in Latin America. So that's a wee word of prayer then before we sing now. Father, just thank you for just the way you helped Jenny there to share, Father, just what you're doing there. And we thank you, Father, that although they're very difficult and terrible times because of COVID, Father, in different parts of South America, we thank you for the work that continues there. And Lord, I just think even of that work done with those young boys, Father, the football, and just pray that you would bless that work, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that the giving out of food and that, what's been done there too, Lord, and would indeed, Father, just bear fruit in your time. Thank you for the online work. And we just pray that it too, Father, would continue to bless. And we just pray, Father, that indeed that in your grace and mercy you'd hold back the strength of this virus, Father, so that normal life would be able to resume and church life would be able to resume. And we just pray, Father, that you would just use even what's happening to cause people in South America and Central America to have a fear of God and be drawn in love to the Lord Jesus and the hope that he alone can bring. Father, we remember too Paul and Ruth, and just bless them, Father, as they would have time with family and friends before they head back to Peru. Bless them, encourage them, Lord. Keep them in their own spiritual walk close with you, O God, and just meet their every need. We pray that for all the missionaries and workers, Father, in South America, that you would keep them close to you, Father. Bless their Bible reading and their prayer times, Lord, and just may they know your grace and leading in a very tender and yet strong manner. Father, we would do pray too for Jenny and Neil, Lord, and just the changes in their lives, Father, and just pray that you'd bless them and little Grace too and the little one to arrive in the autumn. We just pray that as a family that you would just surround them with your tender love and care. And Lord, again, keep them close to you. And Lord, I just pray too that for the wee one who will arrive and for Grace, just as a family, they would know the joy of household salvation. We praise you that you're the covenant-making and the covenant-keeping God. And continue to do that, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.